The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
This morning it's been reported that applications for Irish citizenship have seen an almost 1,200% increase in the past 6 years, with the Irish Times reporting this figure as solely representing British residents. We're left to wonder why there's a sudden spike in applications for Irish citizenship, so it doesn't include people in Northern Ireland. I'm joined by the columnist for The Guardian, Raphael Baer. Raphael, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, your wife is an Irish citizen.
She is, yes. And the story there is, so her father was born in Dublin, but then grew up in Belfast and then moved to the UK to study at university and then and never left. Well, he's lived abroad subsequently in other places, but he was always considered himself Irish, always supported Ireland in the rugby, but had a UK passport and never actually sort of went through the process of getting the Irish passport, to which he was always entitled, until June the 23rd, 2016, which I think your listeners might recognise as the date of the Brexit referendum. Mm-hmm. And by virtue of his entitlement, his daughter, my wife, was also entitled to Irish citizenship. And there, the connection to Ireland, obviously, is a generation removed, but still sort of culturally salient, still part of the identity, but again, not something she would have thought of doing and pursuing had it not been for the fact of Britain voting to leave the European Union. And sadly, I don't have any such entitlement, but I wholeheartedly supported and endorsed and was grateful for the opportunity my wife had to become an Irish citizen. And that's what she's done.
So when you arrive in Spain or France or Portugal or Italy, she goes one way to the EU passport queue and you go the other way to the UK queue.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not going to lie. I have a sort of a bristling resentment about that every single time because, look, I mean, and it's not, I should be clear, it's not just about the convenience of the queuing and, you know, of the practical, advantages that there are to having an EU passport. I mean, you know, we felt very strongly that in 2016 that we didn't want Britain to leave the European Union and that we were part of a wider European project. So, you know, it's something that operates, I think, on a level of identity as well as just, you know, having certain documents. I mean, I'll tell you a funny story about this. It was around 2017, I think, in that the worst of the Brexit deadlock in British politics. And I was having a conversation with a diplomat from a European Union member state that I won't mention, just about the general state of British politics. And I was saying, you know, how bad is it? You know, we're looking at it from the outside, do you think we're in that, you know, we're really in as bad a mess as it feels? And this diplomat from an EU country said, look, you know, I think sometimes you can exaggerate the state of crisis, but, you know, in my last job, I was working in Argentina, and there are an awful lot of people who would sort of come to us and say, how do I get a passport to your country? I want to change my passport. And I never thought that would be happening in Britain. I never thought that it'd be UK citizens asking that question. And that, as a measure of just the perception that people had of where Britain was going, felt to me very, very strong.
So in this particular conversation, we're talking about Ireland and a 1,200% increase in the applications for an Irish passport. One presumes, therefore, that anyone with a bit of Italian blood or French blood or whatever blood, German blood, it will be maybe if they were anti-Brexit, would be doing the same. But we don't have those stats.
Well, I think that they say, I certainly think they are. And I know of people who have done exactly that. I know of people who have taken German citizenship, anything to which they are entitled. I think it is more complicated for different countries and some, the way of demonstrating the connection is not always that straightforward. And often there isn't the same documentation and essentially the sort of cultural family links between the UK and Ireland obviously are that much richer and go back that much further. I mean, it's complicated, as we know, for historical reasons, but I just think that's why that connection is the most common one.
And of course, we benefited hugely in terms of our soccer team from time to time by virtue of the fact that Irish people went to work in Britain and gave birth to talented footballers.
Well, yeah, and you know, ultimately, you know, it's one of, to my mind, one of the great tragedies of Brexit that, you know, through European Union membership. I mean, Ireland became a member of the EEC, in tandem with the UK, and it was a part of a long process that ought to have been brought together through history and culture, two countries that had a very problematic and difficult history together, and particularly obviously in Northern Ireland that was
and the complicated
instrumental to the whole generation.
We all looked at how harmonious life could be before Brexit, given open borders between the countries, terrific trade relationships, and so on.
Yeah. And one of the things that I think is so outrageous and makes me and others I think so angry about Brexit was a kind of parochial arrogance on the English political side and the English Conservative Party in. When people said, look, you realise what this means for the relationship with Ireland, you realise what this means for Northern Ireland, and they just said, nothing, no, they, this isn't an issue, and then maybe even Ireland could also leave the EU, and then that will solve all our problems. I mean, it was so appalling and ignorant in that sense. And that feeds, again, this sense that a lot of us thought, well, we were part of a European project, and if there is a way to retain that, not just in terms of going through the past the channel when you sort of land on your summer holidays, but actually to feel a sense of belonging that the passport can also confer, then we will take that.
Raphael Baer, columnist with The Guardian newspaper, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.